This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
Once you experience revival, you'll experience rejoicing. And so the Lord really has been speaking. I want to stay in that theme today, and I want to go a little bit further. Can we go a little bit further, y'all? Y'all don't mind if I go a little bit further with it? Amen. Go to the gospel according to Luke. We're going to get two verses of scripture. The gospel according to Luke chapter number 23. The gospel according to Luke chapter 23. Amen. The gospel according to Luke chapter number 23. And we're going to look at verse number 50. Gospel according to Luke chapter 23 and verse 50. And then I want you to get Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Gospel according to Luke chapter 23 and then Philippians chapter 3. Put that in the comments. We're going to make sure that everybody, even online, gets the word of the Lord. Luke chapter 23. You need the Lord to talk to you today. Shout, preach to me, Jesus. Luke 23 and 50, and it reads thusly. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was of a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. He took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherewith never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and the Sabbath drew on, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandments. Verse 54, and the Sabbath drew on. And the Sabbath drew on. They just went about their business. And the Sabbath drew on. Philippians chapter number 3, familiar verse of scripture, and verse number 10. Philippians 3 and 10, it reads thusly, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10. Can we read that together, everybody? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. One more time, let's read it. That I may know him, come on, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. I want to use from a thought this morning, do you know him? Do you know him? Look at somebody and ask them a question. Say, do you know him? Come on, point your finger at him and say, hey, over there, I wonder, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Father, bless this witness. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You are my God. You are my strength and you are my redeemer. There is no way, there's absolutely no way that I could minister this word on my own. There is no way that I could preach this by myself. I need you. I need your anointing. I need your grace. I need your power. So, Father, let your spirit arise and your enemies be scattered. Anoint this body and this flesh of clay again and get the glory out of it. That at the end of this moment, someone would declare, I have heard from heaven and I know what now to do. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody say amen. Clap your hands and praise God and say, I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. Have your seats. Let's talk for a moment. Do you know him? Do you know him? I'm not much of a comic book buff. I'm not much of a DC comic, Marvel comics, you know. That's not my flavor. That's not my cup of tea. I wasn't raised that way. You know, I liked different things, but it wasn't comic books. I just got into Marvel when Black Panther came out and Wakanda Forever. That's, you know. Now, I didn't know that Black Panther was a Marvel hero. I had no idea. So I'm not familiar with a lot of the characters. I'm not familiar with the storylines. I'm not familiar with all of those things. I like it, but just not what I would do normally. But there is one particular character or superhero that I do know of, and pretty much it's known universally, and that hero is Superman. I mean, everybody knows Superman. I mean, if you don't know Superman, where have you been and what rock have you been under? Everybody knows Superman. He's more powerful than any locomotive, can run faster than a speeding bullet, can leap over tall buildings in a single bound. I mean, everybody knows Superman. The guy with the one curl, y'all, one curl hanging from his forehead. Superman, you know? The guy who's really Clark Kent but has superpowers that he won't tell anybody else about. Superman. He wears blue tights and a red cape and a big S on his chest that stands for super. He is Superman, and he has powers. He is strong. He can fly. He has all of these great, great graces and great abilities. It's Superman. Everybody say Superman. You know, some of y'all think y'all Superman. Let's tell the truth. You think you can do it. You think you can handle it. You think you can fix it. You think you can lift it. Superman is the supernatural hero universally. Everybody knows Superman. And as much as I don't watch the superhero books and the movies, and I'm not really into all of that, my son, Jonathan Jr., he's really into all of that. He watches it, and he said, hey, Dad, watch this movie with me, and he watches all that stuff. And Deacon Rory, one day, we watched a movie called Doomsday. I didn't like Doomsday. Didn't like the movie. Not because I don't like superheroes and comics and characters, not because of that reason. I didn't like Doomsday because of the plot of the movie. The plot of the movie was something very interesting. Now, even though I don't like superheroes, I like Superman. I mean, you can't beat Superman. Superman beats up everybody. He wins every battle. He's victorious every time he fights. But in the movie Doomsday, I'm going to preach the Bible after a while. Y'all go with me. I'm going to bless you. I promise you. In the movie Doomsday, Superman dies. Superman dies? How can Superman, no, not Hulk, Superman, not Captain America, Superman, how can you kill Superman? And somewhere in the beginning of the movie, after Superman, and I won't give it away, y'all go watch it, but I won't, after Superman dies, I said, well, what's the sense of watching this? The hero is dead. This makes no sense. This is a waste of my time. I told my son, you have ruined my childhood. Because you have killed my hero. I don't like these characters. I don't know these characters. Who's that guy and what is that guy doing? And what is his name? And why is he doing that? The only one I know is Superman and his girlfriend Lois Lane. But if you kill Superman, what do you have? Turn the TV off. Let's go home. Superman is dead. In the movie, Superman dies. Criminals through the city called Metropolis goes crazy, wreak havoc. All of the villains and the adversaries of the movie starts doing whatever they wanted to do, and the city called Metropolis gets dark and grim and dim because the hero is dead. Who was the writer of this movie? Who directed this film? Fire that guy because he killed off Superman. I mean, kill off Lex. Kill off the alien-looking guy. Kill off them guys, but you can't kill Superman. I'll even let you kill Lois Lane. Because it's because of her Superman always getting in trouble. So let her go. It's always because of her. Lord, help us, Jesus. Y'all going to pray with me after a while. We're going to feel good. Hallelujah. You can't kill Superman. He can always get another Lois Lane, but you can't get another Superman. I'm sorry for the women's conference in the room. Hallelujah. How do you kill Superman? Our hero is dead. He won't respond. And to add insult to injury, Pastor Yasmin, Lex Luthor manages to clone Superman and act like he was still alive when he was down somewhere in the cave, dead. So he cloned him, but the clone didn't act right. He didn't feel right. He didn't look right. Because Lois Lane, when she got into the presence of the clone, he wouldn't hug her right. And anyone who's ever been intimate with somebody knows when somebody is not themselves. I'm going to preach after a while. If you ever been in the presence of your hero, you know it's a phony that's embracing you. If you ever been in the presence of Superman, you can tell this ain't him. This is a clone. She knew he looked the part. He's talking the part, but something don't feel right with him. This is not authentic. I'm a preacher. I feel this. Finally, it was revealed that Superman was dead. How do you kill Superman? Childhoods are ruined. Our memories destroyed. Superman, though we know he was a figment of imagination, and though we know he was a character in the movie, to us, Superman offered hope that if we get in trouble, a rescuer is going to come. Superman offered us a hope that, my God, if something was occurring and something was happening and police couldn't fix it and fire department couldn't fix it and the government couldn't figure it out and all everybody together could not fix this, we knew that our hero would find him a telephone booth and change out of his normal clothes into his superhero clothes and come to the rescue. We knew that a deliverer was on his way if we got in trouble. But if you killed the deliverer, what's going to happen when we get in trouble? Who do we turn to when we run into despair and dysfunction? Who do we call on if Superman is dead? I'm trying, Pastor. And that's exactly what they felt 2,000 years ago. I mean, Israel waited for Messiah. They prophesied a Messiah. They declared that Messiah is coming. They knew that he was coming. They knew that he was coming until they had the Advent season, the season of preparation. And I know this is liturgically unsound because I'm preaching resurrection in the middle of Advent. But work with me because we're getting ready to go somewhere. And I want to tell you that they waited. They waited for him until wise men saw stars in the east and said, show us where the babe Christ has laid. Herod tried to kill him. Jesus was born. I mean, they was waiting for promise, and he's here, and he's 30 years old now. He's doing ministry. He's opening up the blinded eyes. He's unstopping the deaf ears. He's putting funeral homes out of business until he's touching caskets and people are getting up out of their graves. Come on here. He's putting the fish market out of company when he can take two fish and five barley loaves and feed the 5,000 and the multitudes. He's putting the liquor store and shutting it down because he can turn water into wine. Come on, this is the superhero. He's on the scene. Point your neighbor and say, our superhero's on the scene. His name is not Clark Kent, it's Jesus Christ. He is on the scene and he's doing the miraculous. He's doing what nobody else could do. He can even walk on water. He can even walk on water to the point that water that's supposed to drown him, he's defying nature and walking on the thing that's supposed to drown him. And if that's not amazing enough, even the winds and the sea obey him. That when the winds are raging and the rain is pouring, he can simply declare, peace be still, and they listen to him. Our superhero is here. Our superhero is alive. Our superhero is on the scene. Somebody shout real loud, Jesus is my superhero. Oh, if you're not ashamed about it, if you're not scared, I know y'all Wakanda forever, but is there anybody that's here that says Jesus forever? Jesus the Christ forever, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Somebody shout it again, Jesus is my superhero. And he's on the scene. He's on the scene. He's on the scene. He's on the scene, Rory. He's on the scene. And he's doing it. And he chooses 12 boys to follow him and chooses 12 guys, his sidekick, because every superhero needs a sidekick. Y'all don't understand? You know, Batman got Robin. Every superhero needs a sidekick. Superman never had a sidekick, but Jesus had 12 boys. He called them disciples, and he spoke to them, taught them, and trained them, and developed them into ministry. But there came a day in the plot and the theme by the writer of this production called God the Father Jehovah. He wrote this story, and what they did not realize is that the superhero was sent to die. So as soon as our superhero, who's now on the scene, tells the disciples, his followers, his sidekick, that I must give myself over unto death, one of the sidekicks by the name of Peter says, no, no, you will not give yourself to death. You will not die on my watch. Until the superhero had to look at Peter and say, get behind me, Satan. This is the will of the Father. This is the will of God. I came to die. What do you mean? You can't die. No, this got something else up your sleeve. You cannot die. He says, yes, I must give myself over to death. And now in the Garden of the Gethsemane, where Jesus is ready to die and ready to be committed to death, he's in the hands of the government. He's been arrested. Jesus arrested the superhero? Come on, he broke chains and fetters off of the man that had legion. How is it that he allowed them to arrest him? Jesus, who turned the table over in the temple, now gave himself over to the Sanhedrin court and let Caiaphas and all them guys take him over. He's stronger than these guys. He's bigger than, he can take these guys all by himself. How is it that our superhero is arrested? And for the first time, we saw something that we never saw before from our superhero. We saw our superhero bleed. We never saw Superman bleed. He'll get hit, but bullets bounce off his chest. They'll swing things at him, but it'll never faze him. But now, our hero is bleeding. He's bleeding. He's bleeding. They're punching him in the face. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They're ripping his beard from his cheek. He's being whipped with cats of nine tails. His back is bloody. We actually see our superhero dying, y'all. His flesh opens up. We see bones and flesh of our superhero. We never saw him like this and in this condition. He doesn't look much like a superhero now. He doesn't look much like a champion now. He don't look like he can raise any dead, open up any blinded eyes. Y'all gonna pray with me? He doesn't look like he can do anything for anybody, because he need help himself. They took our superhero, nailed him to a wooden tree, hung him up at Calvary like every other criminal. criminal and every other person who was weak and feeble that had no power. Come on, can we all take a look up at the cross? Now we know what the thief on the other side was saying. Why don't you save yourself? Why don't you save us? We all would have looked at that cross and said, come on, Super Jesus, save yourself. Come down. What are you doing? This doesn't make sense. You're our help. You're our hope. You're our deliverer. You can't die. Not you. But he's dying. He's dying. Maybe there's hopes that only John was at the cross with Mary and the other Mary and Magdalene. They were there. And they said, maybe he's not going to take his last breath. At his last breath, he's going to inhale and he's going to come off the tree. He's going to come off the cross. Look, 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 look. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Here comes the miracle. Here comes one of those wonderful things that he always does when we didn't expect him to do it. Here comes one of those things. Here come those great miracles. He getting ready to do it. Watch his last breath. Look. And he dies. How does Jesus die? How does he not respond? Why doesn't he do what we want him to? Why doesn't he do what we know he can? I'm almost through. No, we've seen him raise the dead. Certainly he can raise himself. Why don't you do it? Have y'all ever walked with God and ever said to God, I know you can. I've seen you do it before. Why don't you do one of those miracle things? Have you ever been in a walk with God that you said, God, what are you doing? This scene doesn't make sense. Not only did that happen in my movie Doomsday, and not only did that happen 2,000 years ago, but brothers and sisters, that happened in 2020. January and February, we had a superhero. We had a prayer answering God. We were fervent and on fire. And we didn't realize that our lives got lazy because we were so dependent on the superhero that we didn't have to do anything. We made no commitment to him. We made no sacrifice to him. We got ourselves in trouble and just expected him to come and rescue us. We didn't live right. We didn't live holy. We jacked up the metropolis. We jacked up the temple. We jacked up the city. And we expected our superhero Jesus the Christ to come and answer. And all of a sudden, it looks like, Danielle, that the villain starts winning. The villain by the name of Corona came into the universe. The villain by the name of Corona hit our world. And what we did is what we always did, Chanel. We called on Superman. We called on our hero. We called on the one that could handle sickness and AIDS and cancer and virus and bacteria. We called on him, and it seemed like a superhero did not respond. We called on him. We asked for his assistance. We asked for his guidance. And it looked like superhero was dead. Did anybody besides me felt this year that it felt like God wasn't answering prayer? It felt like God wasn't doing what God knew how to do. Come on, I'll talk about me. I ain't gonna talk about y'all. But I felt like this year, God, you can change this thing at a bat of your eye. You can snap your finger and take this out. Anybody online ever felt like me? That felt like, God, we can pray and you can wave your hand and coronavirus would have to bow at the name of Jesus. Anybody felt like me? God, why does all these people have to die? Why does this have to happen in our world? Come on here. The church is shutting down. I gotta tell y'all, huh? I'm going to be honest with you. When my leadership staff called me, I was in another city. I think I was in Atlanta somewhere.
And they said, Dr. Shaw, the virus is growing. What are we going to do? How are we going to have service? Are we going to shut down church? I told my leadership, the devil and his bald-headed mama liar. We ain't shutting down no church. You shutting the clothes on the church? You crazy. Y'all crazy? What y'all talking about? We ain't shutting down no church. We got to have faith. And we got to stand and believe. I was fighting shutting down. Y'all, I called the police precinct myself and said, get the handcuffs ready because y'all going to have to arrest me. Because I'm going to the house of the Lord. Come on, I quoted my scriptures. Y'all didn't quote yours. I quoted mine. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. We ain't shutting down no church, but the numbers are growing. People are catching the virus. We don't know what to do. And I prayed right there in my hotel room. I said, Superman, where are you? Super Jesus, where are you? Come on, Jesus the Christ, come through. I call for Jehovah Rapha. I call for Jehovah Tiskanu. I call for Jehovah Shalom. I call for Jehovah Imkadesh and every other Jehovah I could dial up. I said, Jehovah, come on through. And Superman never showed up. And it seemed like hope was gone. It seemed like everything had died. Church did shut down. We did close up. I preached from my living room. I preached from my office. I preached from every camera that would guard my face. Church was different. Worship was different. Because it seemed like to me, y'all, describe it how you want to, Superman died. To me, the movie was over. To me, ministry was done. Hope is gone. We doing more funerals than we doing worship. This is over. This must be the end. Find me the scripture, God. Give me the text that say he coming back sometime in 2020. Ain't no way this is going to be it. Where are you, Jesus? You haven't really been saved until you had a moment in your walk with God where you say, God, where are you? Let me talk like I'm talking the way I'm talking. I said, you ain't really been saved until there's been a moment in your salvation where you say, God, where in the world are you? And what are you doing? Why will you allow this? Superman, where are you? I'm sending bat signals. I'm sending waves. I'm praying prayers. But it looked like God is not responding. What do you do? When Jesus' body is taken off the tree, he's wrapped like a normal man is wrapped and put inside of a grave and laid there just like everybody else. God, do you have the virus? What happened? Did you catch it? And then not only will you not respond to us, you will leave us under this kind of government who's not even sensitive or compassionate of the death rate that's happening in this country that's supposed to be the wealthiest country, but we got more dying here. God, you will leave us in the hands of him and not respond to us? What are you doing? I'm almost through. How can you do it like this? Superman is dead. Superman is dead. Where's hope? Where's a future? What is a future without a hero? What does the future look like without a deliverer to rescue you? Come on, Shaw. What is it? What is it? What is it? What can we do? How can we do it? What is it that we must say? What is it that we must do? And the Lord whispered to me, y'all, while I was on sabbatical. And he said, the only reason why you are in such despair and anxiety is because you don't know me. I said, Lord, what? He said, no, you don't know me. I said, God, I preach for you. He said, you can preach for me and not know me. I said, but God, we serve you. We're having service and we're praising and celebrating. He said, you can even praise me. But I commanded everything that hath breath to do that. You can praise me and not even know me. He said, because if you know me, you would know what I'm doing. You would know what I'm working on. You would know what's going on behind the scenes. And he said, you would believe me even when it looks like all hope is gone. Brothers and sisters, I had a self-check. You ever had one of those? Where the Lord says, you got all your stress and your worry going, but you got to remember who I am. You got to remember my power. You got to remember what I told you. And brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you've gone through in this life. I don't care what you have gone through in this world. And in your Christian journey, whatever you do, don't forget Jesus. If y'all don't remember nothing else I said this morning, remember these words. Do not forget Jesus. Oh, point your finger at your neighbor and say, neighbor, whatever you do, don't forget Jesus. Because when you get in trouble and when you get in despair and when you feel like all hope is gone, you're going to have to remember, always remember Jesus. Jesus, always keep him on your mind. That's why the old folks used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. It wasn't my shoes, it wasn't what's in the cabinet, it wasn't my clothes, it wasn't my job or my children or my title. It was the fact that I knew him. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, you may not know much, but you better know Jesus. Come on, check what you know, but check who you know. High five your neighbor if you can and say, do you know him? The only reason why we worried the way we did, Sister Deidre, is because we really didn't know him. And I discovered something, Tanya. I'm going to tell the truth and be transparent. I didn't know him like I thought I knew him. Let me say, I'll tell on me. Y'all won't tell on you. I said, I didn't know him like I thought I knew him. Because I discovered something. It takes new tragedies to introduce you to a new part of God. God. Sometimes it takes new opposition to show you a God that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. And none of us ever been in a pandemic. None of us ever had this kind of fight before. None of us ever been in this kind of warfare before. And so God had to introduce us to himself in a way that we never knew him, because he introduced a virus and a villain. He introduced an adversary. I'm here to prophesy to 30 screamers that the reason why you're in the hell you in right now is because God said, I'm trying to introduce you to a part of me that you never knew before. And hell has a way of introducing him. Tears, agony, and anxiety has a way of introducing him. God will use not angels, but he will use demons to introduce him. He says, so it looks like I'm not doing anything. It looks like I'm not healing. You're counting graveyards, and I'm counting your future. You're counting cemeteries, and I'm counting on you to be faithful. I'm counting on you to trust me when you can't trace me. I'm counting on you to believe me, even when you don't know I'm doing anything for you and on your behalf. But I said, God, Superman is dead. Look like Jesus ain't responding. He said, no, he's not dead. You just don't know him. I said, well, how can I know him? And that's when he spoke the word revival in my heart. And that's when he spoke the word of revival in my spirit. He said, the only way to really know me is to know resurrection power. Is to know reviving power. Is to know getting up power. I said, God, what do you mean? He said, it means I don't care how far you go down, because I am the resurrection and the life. I'm able to pick you back up again. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but the Lord said, don't care how far you go down, he can raise you back up again. Oh God. Oh God. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, no. He said, see, you will think I have resurrection power. He said, no. I don't possess resurrection power. I am resurrection. What y'all don't understand is God does not have the power to heal, but God is healing. God doesn't have power to deliver, but God is deliverance. I need you to understand it, because you're after something but not after him. He said, but when you get me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, preach John boy, and all of these things shall be added unto you. When you get him, you got the healing. When you get him, you got the deliverance. When you get him, you got the provision. I'm going after God. So that's why I made up in my mind, I don't care who leaves my life in this season. I told God, whatever you do, don't leave me. Don't forsake me. Don't walk out on me. Look at your neighbor, say, hey neighbor, whatever you do, don't let him leave you. Don't let him leave you. Because if you know him, God help me, if you know him, then you're able to receive his deliverance. Hallelujah. It's whoever catches the mantle. Come on here, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you gotta know him. Can you help me tell three folks around you, you gotta know him? Online, can y'all help me preach this message? You gotta know him. I know you need a car, but you gotta know him. I know you need another job because you got to pay your bills, but you got to know him. I know there's so many things you need in your life, but more than anything else, I need Jesus. I need to know him. I got to know him. And the only way I know him is I got to be introduced to him through trial. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Superman is dead. And if I was really into the superhero comics like my son is and many others and many millions of people are, I would have known that even Brother Maniah in Doomsday, though Superman died, there has to be a plot in this somewhere. I didn't talk to the writer of the story. Pastor Sabrina, I didn't talk to the director of the movie. But I should have known better, because what I knew as a child was still real as an adult. Oh, my God. I should have remembered, Pastor Moore, that he's a Superman. Come on. That even if you kill him, he could come back. Yes, sir. I should have known better. But I let adult circumstances to make me question my childhood faith. I elect my adult situations to make me bring into questions, oh God, what I knew as a little child. And I heard the Lord speak to me very clearly, Sister Tanya. He said, tell these grown adults that got Google and Wikipedia that they got to return back to a childlike faith. You got to start believing him like a child again. And that's why Jesus said, unless you become as one of these little ones, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Y'all help me preach on this Sunday morning and throw your hands up and say, God, give me a childlike faith. I want to believe like a child. I want to believe innocently again. I don't want to let these bills pile up and make me question that you're a provider. I don't want to let this doctor's report make me question that you are a healer. Give me a childlike faith. One more time, somebody, throw your hands up again and say, Lord, give me a childlike faith. And the Bible says that they were in the same predicament as I was watching my movie. And I saw Superman die. And I saw the clone come up. But Lois Lane knew that wasn't him. And some of y'all saw it too. That during the pandemic, these Facebook prophets came up prophesying. You said, I hear them, but that ain't it. You said, I hear you quoting scripture, but something about you said that ain't it. God, I hear you speaking in your tongues, but that ain't it, because he told me in the last days that there's many false Christs who will come up and say that I am Jesus. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, my discernment is sharper now, and I know that ain't it. That ain't the real him. That ain't the real Jesus. And all of a sudden, they discovered Superman was down in a cave, hanging on to life. Had to bring him back. He came back in the movie and was the champion again. That's what happened in the Gospel of Luke. Luke showed us Joseph taking his body off of that wooden tree. Luke showed us wrapping his body in the grave shroud. Luke showed us, Dr. Luke showed us, putting Jesus' body inside of a grave and rolling the stone in front of it. And the Bible says that they went on with the Sabbath like business as usual. That's what happened this year in 2020. We went on with the Sabbath like business as usual. We just changed from the sanctuary and put the camera in the house, and the Sabbath drew on. But superhero is dead. What kind of worship are we giving? And the Sabbath drew on. They're singing real good, but there is no power. And the Sabbath drew on. You had pastors preaching in pulpits, but not even believing the words of their message. And the Sabbath drew on. But if you don't mind, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we cannot have business as usual. We cannot have church as usual. We got to really know him. And Luke showed us in chapter 24, after they buried him and put the spices, getting him ready to anoint his body, I found something real crazy, Sister Massey. It said that the ones that followed him was preparing the burial spices, because he was dead. They were preparing him for a funeral. They were getting ready to, in their culture, embalm him. But the Bible says, Minister Tyree Lane, that the enemy of Jesus said, we remember when he was alive. He said that if you tear him down in 3 days, he would get back up. I thought it was Christmas, y'all. I feel like Easter Sunday. He said in 3 days he gonna get up again. I scratched my head because I said, how in the world can the enemy know what he gonna do? But the faithful didn't know what was about to happen. And I'm here to tell somebody who would really praise God that even the devil knows what's about to happen. Even if you question it, even if you don't believe it, even if you don't like it, point your finger at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the devil took a peep in your future, and even the devil knows that it's about to get better. Find somebody and help me preach and say, babe, the devil has taken a view in your future, and he realized you're about to come out of your situation. If you don't believe it, the devil believed it. So the Bible says they put guards at the end of the tomb. They put soldiers at the end of the grave, because just in case he gets up, we're already prepared. But I'm here to tell y'all, can't no grave I wish I had a church in here. Can no grace? You can put the soldier there, but can no grace hold his body down? Find somebody and say, neighbor, I feel revival through resurrection. And the way we experience revival is to know him through resurrection and power. That's why you gotta know him. Turn to somebody and say, neighbor, whatever you do, you better know him, because the power of his resurrection brings revival in your house. It brings revival to your children. It brings revival to your pocketbook. Resurrection, resurrection. I know y'all ready for Christmas morning. I know y'all ready to open your presents. I know y'all ready for Santa Claus. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is coming to town. Jesus is coming to town. Pastor Moore, he's making a list, checking it twice. You better watch out that you're not naughty or nice. Jesus, Jesus is coming to town. Shout yeah, shout yeah. I'm not waiting on Christmas morning. I'm waiting for resurrection morning. Because the Bible says, Eli, oh, shucks. Eli, Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Get out your seats and tell your neighbor, say, hey, neighbor, if Jesus got up, you gonna get up too. Give me some monitor. Say, neighbor, if Jesus got up, you gonna get up. Pull on your neighbor and say, get up, get up, get up. Hey, 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 get up. Get on up. Get on the good foot and get on up. Jesus got up. And if he got up, I'm getting up with power, with authority, with anointing. Shout yeah, shout yeah. I want to know, do you know it? I want to know, do you really know it? I don't care if you can preach like Paul. Do you know him? I don't care if you can sing like angels. Do you know him? I don't care if you can dance real good. Do you know him? I don't care if you got $1 million or a house on the hill. All I want to know is, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Jesus. Mary's baby. Jesus. The carpenter's son. Jesus. My wheel. In the middle of the wheel. Jesus. My bread. When I'm hungry. My water. When I'm thirsty. I can't get no help here. Jesus. My bridge over troubled waters. Jesus. My water in dry places. Jesus. Yeah. My kinsman redeemer. Jesus. My battle axe in the time of battle. Jesus. My shelter in the time of storm. Jesus. My friend when I'm friendless. My mother when I'm motherless. My father when I'm fatherless. Jesus. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. Anybody Do you know him? Anybody? Do you know him? Do you know him? He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is Jesus. None like him. None compared to him. He's yesterday. He's today. He's forever. If you know him, why don't you praise him? I said, if you know him, why don't you praise him? If you know him, why don't you scream? Why don't you shout? Why don't you holler? I'm glad. I said, I'm glad. I'm glad I know him. Lay hands on yourself and say, I'm glad I know him. I know it for myself. Shout, yeah. Shout, yeah. Shout, yeah. If I didn't know him, I would have died. If I didn't know him, I would have lost my faith. If I didn't know him, I wouldn't know what to do. If I didn't know him, I would have been lost. If I didn't know him, if I didn't know him, do me a favor, grab somebody by the hand, shake it real good, and say, neighbor, if I didn't know him, I wouldn't have made it. If I didn't know him, I wouldn't have survived. If I didn't know him, I wouldn't have come through. If I didn't know him, I wouldn't have the victory. If I didn't know him, my children wouldn't make it. If I didn't know him, I couldn't pay my bills. If I didn't know him, I couldn't make a way. If I didn't know him, I would have lost my mind. If I didn't know him, the doctors would have gave up. If I didn't know him, I would have walked out. If I didn't know him, I would have threw in the towel. But I'm glad. I said I'm glad. I said I'm glad. I said I'm glad. I'm glad I know him. There is a man from Galilee. If you're in sin, he'll set you free. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? If you know him, shout yes. You better praise him. You better praise him. You better praise him in here. You better praise him online. You better open your mouth. Do you know? Do you know? Do you know? Act like you know. I said act like you know. Act like you know. Act like you know. Oh my son of a kind of a hope. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Come on, believers. Act like you know the story. Act like you know the man. Act like you know Jesus. Forget your job. Forget your money. Forget your friends. Act like you know him. Watch this. Watch this. Balabasha Dabahuba. Madadana Masia Namahuba. Rebeke de Behusha Nabahaya. Manana Masia Namahu. Yalabasha Kadabaha. We get ready to go. Manana Namahaya. We get ready to go. Masha Namahubi de Dio Sanda. Halamanana Namahu. Oh, I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him for myself. I said, I'm glad I know him for myself. 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 Huh? You got to know him for yourself. You ain't going to make it in off nobody else's testimony. You better know him for yourself. I said, you're not going to make it in on bishop testimony. You better know him for yourself. You're not going to make it off your grandmama or your mama's testimony. You got to know Jesus. You got to know him. You got to know him. You got to know him. You better know him. You better know him. My shadow of the bull. Yala bababa and soko de bahaya. I feel the glory of the Lord in this room. I said, I feel the presence. I know his presence. I feel him in this room. I said, I feel his presence. I know when he shows up. I know him so well. I know when he shows up. I know when he, come on, I know when he shows up. He's here. Online, start worshiping. Open your mouth right there. Hey. Start worshiping. Hey, we know him. Yes, Lord. Open your mouth. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hey, give him glory. Worship him like you know him. Hey. Oh, banana mando shandio basse. Ruba da 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 bandela boko da basia da boho. Yes, I'm glad I know him. 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 Come on. I'm glad I know him. Yeah. I'm glad I know him. Yeah. I'm glad I know him. Hey, I'm glad I know him. Anybody glad you know him? You're glad you know him. I'm glad I know him. Ooh, yeah. I'm glad I know him. And I know it for myself. And I know him for myself. I said I know him for myself. Lay hands on yourself and say, I know him for myself. Oh, and nobody can take it. Nobody can snatch it. Nobody can take it away. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. Listen. Somebody throw your hands up and shout, I'm glad I know him. I gotta go. I'm at my time. Listen. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. I gotta go. Philippians
Paul writing to the church at Philippi, verse number 10. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Which means knowing God is connected to resurrection power. But this is the part that gets me. For 17 folks that would catch it. Then he says, and the fellowship of his suffering. You know what that means, Sister Dominique? He's literally saying, you got to know God. You got to know him so good that resurrection is going to happen even if they're suffering. So what he does is he prophesies the end of a thing before the beginning. So first, he tells us of resurrection power. Then he introduced suffering. But it is God's hope that when we get to suffering, we would remember resurrection power. So God hoped that in March the 15th, when church shut down and the virus was at an all-time high, his hope was, as bad as it's about to get, and as many people that's about to die, and the suffering that's about to take place, my hope is that they're going to remember I am the resurrection. Because your hope lies in knowing him through resurrection power. You know why we lost hope? Because we forgot about resurrection. You know why we stopped believing God? Because we forgot about resurrection. So that's why I did something that is liturgically incorrect. But watch this. It wasn't the right season message, but it's the right time message. And God will give you the right thing even if it's out of season. I don't know who I'm talking to right here. It may not be my season, but it's certainly my time. Oh, lay hands on yourself and prophesy to yourself and say, it may not be my season, but it's sure enough my time. I need you to put that in the comments right now and say, it may not be my season, but it is absolutely my time. We are in Advent season, Pastor Sabrina. But he told me to preach a resurrection message. Because the people were losing hope. And they got to remember the power of getting up. That means we're about to get up. Because he got up. Somebody shout resurrection power. That's how much I know him. That while we're suffering and while the virus is here, while they're trying to shoot a vaccine in our arm, I know him through resurrection power. Lay hands on yourself and say, I'm so glad I know him. Hey, yo. We got to go home. But Ken, for the next 30 seconds, y'all lift your hands. Musicians, prophesy to us for 30 seconds. Lift those hands up and worship all over this room, online, right there. That's it. Keep going. Yeah. Prophesy. Prophesy to your environment. Prophesy to your atmosphere. Prophesy to your home. Prophesy to your body. Call out your children's name and prophesy. Know him. Know him. Know him. I command Alonzo to know him. Shantae shall know him. Jonathan shall know him. LJ shall know him. Speak out your family member's name and say, you shall know him. Know him. Not know of him, but know him. Know him. Not I heard about him. I know him. I know him. I know him. Hey!
him more. Anybody want to know him more? I want to know him more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. More and more and more and more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to know you. I want to know you. Hey. To know him more. I like that right there. To know him more. To know him more. To know him. That's what I want to do. To know him, I want to know. To know, somebody say it. To know him, yeah, yeah. To know him, come on, say it. To know him, to know. That's what I want to do. To know him. That's what I want. To know him.
To know him. To know him.
Come on, come on, come on.
To know him.
Hey, hey. More of you and less of me. 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 I want to know him. Sing it to him. To know him. Hey, hey.
To know him.
Hey, hey.
To know him.
To know him.
To know him. To know him.
Listen, there may be somebody online that doesn't know him. Zoom into me. I want them to see my face. There's somebody that's on this line that doesn't know Jesus. But today is your day you can know him. Not no church, you can know Jesus. Not no Christianity, but to know Christianity. Not just to know what he does, but today is time that you know who he is. There's a lot of people who know the doing of God, but they don't know the person of God. Today, if you don't know him, I want you right now to confess him as Lord. I want you right there where you are in your living room, your bedroom, watching this live. I want you to say, Lord, I want to know you. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Every one of you who feel a revival and feel the need to recommit or rededicate your life to God, I want you to declare and decree right now, Lord, I want to know you. Watch this. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Save me. And deliver me. I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I believe in my heart that you died for me. And now I no longer live for myself. I no longer live for this world. I live for you. I'm yours, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me free. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that, start praising God right now. Everybody, come on, rejoice for those souls. Rejoice for those souls. Rejoice for those souls. The Bible says that heaven is rejoicing for one soul that gave their life to Jesus Christ. Listen, if you did that for the first time, I want you now to text the word saved to the number 40691. I want you to text the word saved to 40691.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast.